Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Star, Brother and Sister, G.B. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 14, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Star, I think your letter to Queensland is good. It presents the matter in a correct way. They know not what to expect, and they must not be disappointed. I am glad the rain is now over. There was a slight fog here this morning. We had a beautiful sunset last evening. I pray for you who are working in Sydney most earnestly. I pray that the Lord will direct you to the scattered ones who have not yet been visited. From the light God has given me, I know that there are hundreds awakened and deeply concerned in regard to the Sabbath. I was cautioned to be guarded in reference to censuring the ministers and churches, for this will not be wise. Preach the truth, Bible truth, straight, but give no reason for the convicted ones to think that we are making a raid on the churches. The ministers are ready to catch every word and will misinterpret and misapply our words, as they do the scriptures, to mean something of which they should be afraid. Their enlightenment is to confuse and to mistake. We must be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But the trumpet must give a certain sound. Truth spoken as it is in Jesus, and yet in demonstration of the Spirit, will have the endorsement of the Holy Spirit. The Lord lives and reigns. He will work, and none can hinder. The I wills of Christ must be plain and decidedly brought out. The clear beauty of the truth, kept before the people, will make its impression. For the Holy Spirit, who is truth, will shine into the heart and into the chambers of the mind. The word of the God of truth is a sharp, two-edged sword, which cuts both ways. The power of the truth will do its work. The power of the world and false religions have an overmastering power to hold men in deception and delusion. We need to bring all the cheerful joy that heaven so abundantly supplies into our work. There should be no sinking into the slough of despond. The Lord has spoken comforting words to those who will honor Him by receiving them. Peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14, verse 27. We need to talk faith and move onward, forward and upward, believing and receiving every word of the promises that God has given us. Said Christ, I will not leave you comfortless. Talk this to every poor, doubting, troubled soul. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Verse 18. The Lord would have us believe that He will do just as He has said He would. Then believe, believe, and walk by faith. Because I live, Christ says, ye shall live also. We are to gather up every ray of light and flash it upon the pathway of others. Be of good courage. I will bring it to pass. Isaiah 46, verse 11. In love.